Tom Collins and Sondra Ziegler in for the recuperating.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to say recovering because it sounds like she's in a 12-step program.
No, right. Rebound. No, that sounds bad too. She's on the rebound.
She's on her way. On the rebound. She's on her way back.
You're right.
Okay, ladies.
She's making a comeback.
Ladies, gentlemen, in the studio. Jennifer Gorman. She's a registered dietitian. Oh, Laura, what's it? Names aren't important.
Yeah.
Jennifer Gorman's a registered dietitian from the United Family Stores. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Now, thanks for having me.
She's always together when she comes in here. She looks like
that is so nice.
You look like you're ready to walk into a board meeting or something.
That's very, very nice. I have two really young non-sleeping at night babies at home, so that's really sweet of you to say.
Oh my goodness.
Right, but she walks in here with all these food products now.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, first of all, coming up, we've got an event this weekend. It's called Best of Texas. Yes. So tell us about that, and then we're going to get to the game show.
Yay. So Best of Texas is this weekend, and at United and Market Street and Amigos, you know, we are huge local supporters. We obviously are only in Texas, so we are big Texas Pride stores. So at our Market Street locations this weekend on the 12th and 13th, we are doing the Best of Texas Expo, where we're going to really be displaying, showcasing, demoing our Texas products.
Demoing means you get to try it before
that means
you buy it.
You get to try it before you buy it. Yeah, nice. So we're inviting everybody to come out to the store this weekend and taste some of the best that we have in Texas. So,
okay.
That's
now,
exciting.
I got to tell you this. That and everybody knows that coffee beans aren't grown in Texas.
Right. Coffee beans are not grown in Texas. However, we have one of the only roasting facilities in Texas. So we roast our own coffee beans here
okay.
in Texas.
So she's brought us samples of Sunrise Coffee, Snickerdoodle Coffee, and what's the other one?
Maverick. That's what I'm drinking right now.
So
I like
them,
right?
Maverick Coffee.
All right. Now, you also walk in with Texas Snaps.
Yeah.
They're ginger snaps. Now, they're not only made in Texas, but they are constituted in the formation of the great state.
Which means they look like Texas for anybody.
Would you pass those over here?
Definitely.
Now, the thing is you could use this in a diagram, and you could say, President Obama, this is where the problem lies right here. Okay.
Maybe that'll help him if he gets a cookie.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so this Best of Texas thing is going on at all the Market Streets and everything in Amigos. Whee! I love Amigos, man. I got to tell you. Okay, you know I've been there because I went there last week. We ate in, so I got some fried chicken. I couldn't resist it. It was $6.99 a pound for guacamole, and you get a free big bag of chips.
Okay, so I'll tell you, Best of Texas Expo is only going to be held at Market Streets, but you're right. Amigos is great. Our United stores are great. They both have Texas products. So go try some of the stuff at Market Street this weekend. Check it out, and then go and check out your local Amigos or your United, if that's where you normally shop, and see if we've got that item of barbecue sauce, salsa, chips, whatever that you're looking
right.
for.
Okay, now, if you would like to call right now, 770-5790, we've got four sets of questions. The first person to answer the question right is going to get the Texas basket of goods. But start dialing right now, and Grant, you want to put them on hold because if number one fails, we're going to go to number two. Okay?
Yes, I brought you guys lots of great, some of our best, our favorite products.
Okay, so. Now we got a beautiful basket here. It's got a ribbon and cellophane around it. Tell us what's in the basket. I guess it looks like we have the Texas snaps and we have some Kylitos barbecue sauce.
We do. We have a salsa, a barbecue sauce, the coffee made here in Texas, or I guess roasted in Texas, as well as the Texas snaps. And it is in a cute little rustic tin, I guess,
now,
with the Texas flag.
I'm not sure where it is, but it's either Snyder or La Mesa. That's where the Kylitos stuff is made.
Yes. So
the
very,
two brothers.
Very, very local.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a local product, so you might want to support that. Okay.
I love Kylitos.
Go ahead and let's go to the phones. Who we got there? Johnny, you're on. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hey, how are you? Okay. Listen, what we do is we got this gift basket for you. You got to know your Texas products, okay? You can pick your category real quick. Which chips are made in Texas? Benito's, Tia Rosa, or Kettle Brand?
I'd say Kettle Brand.
Oregon, man. Those are made in Oregon. Tia Rosa's made in Pennsylvania. Benito's in Texas. Listen, hey. We're out of time. When we come back after the news, we're going to get to caller number two. Thanks for calling in, man.
Okay,
I appreciate
thanks.
It.
Hey, get a rope. Thanks.
Thanks. All right, KFYO's News Talk 790, the best of Texas. It's a expo at United Market Streets and United Supermarket Stores this weekend featuring products from Texas. Now, if you want to try it before you buy it, you just go to United Market Street this weekend.
I love the accent. That just really made my day.
Mm-hmm.
Slide your overalls on, partner.
Yes. I like that you're getting the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We had, who was it? We had Johnny on the line earlier, and the choice was Benito's or Benito's, Tia Rosa, or Kettle Brand chips. Which one's from Texas? He chose Kettle Brand. They're made in Oregon. Tia Rosa's made in Pennsylvania. Are you kidding me? That's a melting pot.
Mm-hmm. But Benito's is made right in Austin, Texas, and that is actually one of our dietitian's top picks. So it's actually a healthier chip made mm-hmm. from beans. So there's protein, fiber, all sorts of good stuff.
They're good. I've had
them. Yes, yeah. They are good.
All right, Cheryl's up next in the hot seat. Randy, you're on hold. If these two fail, you might want to ring in 770-5790. Cheryl, you're on. Good morning. Cheryl?
Yes.
Hey, okay. All right, are you ready? Your category is going to be salsa. Or salsa, as people from the north would say. Okay, which one is made in Texas? Is it going to be Mateo's salsa, Santa Fe salsa, or it's pronounced, it says Herdez salsa, but Herdez salsa? Which one is going to be from Mexico or from Texas? Mateo's, Santa Fe, or Herdez?
Mateo's.
Oh, you got it. You're a wiener.
Nice. Well done.
Oh,
yay.
Randy, sorry, man. We stranded Randy on third base. Sorry, Randy. Hey, grab me this deal here. All right, now here's what you got, Cheryl. I'm going to put you back on hold in a minute. But what you're going to do is you're going to give Grant your telephone number. He's the producer. But we have this, we have kind of like a watering trough here. It's a small one, but it looks like something that you find in Texas, but it's got some Kylito's barbecue sauce. By the way, that stuff is it's either made in the old canning factory in either La Mesa or Snyder, right here in the South Plains area.
Very local.
Texas snaps, which are good, and because we've tried some. We've got some wake up coffee.
Arriba coffee. That's going to be the one that, you know, we roast right here in Texas. So
okay, and then you actually have some of Mateo's salsa in here. And then we've also got a chip clip and some other fun stuff for you. What's the stick? Oh, it's an American flag.
It's a Texas flag.
Excuse me. American flag. Well, Texas is part of America, but yeah, this is the best of Texas. Why not a Texas flag? Yes. So, all right. Anyway,
nice.
I'm going to
really
put
nice.
You on hold. Hey, congratulations and go by Sherry and or Cheryl.
Yes, and, come see us, Cheryl. That's a Texas this weekend.
Okay.
It's going to be fun.
All righty. Thank you.
Hey, and, you know, tell Daddy hi. Actually, Cheryl is daughter of Clinton, that Ford Lubbock County Emergency Management Coordinator. Didn't know that until I asked her because I said, who are you related to?
Mm-hmm. Great.
You know, and that was Aunt.
Daddy.
Yeah, so anyway, thanks for calling in. I'm going to put you on hold. Grant, grab that number, okay? Here's a – let's go ahead and we'll just have a little bit more fun with this. Oh, you blew it, man. Arriba coffee.
Sorry.
Is it Don Francisco's or 8 o'clock? Now, I knew that 8 o'clock coffee was from New Jersey. You know how I know that?
How?
Because I was born and raised in St. Louis, and they used to have this stupid commercial for A&P grocery stores, which is out of business now.
Funny.
And their slogan was, "We-o!" And they had this stupid little coffee bean wearing a hat that says, "A.M.A. coffee bean and A.M.P. 8 o'clock coffee bean."
You were born and raised in St. Louis.
Poor guy. I know.
How did I not know
this? Hey, it's a nice place to visit. It's not even a nice place to visit, and I wouldn't want to live there. I went there for a convention 3 years ago, and it was just like the people are so rude. I almost got beat up by a security guard in St. Louis.
Oh, my word.
A woman.
How long ago was that?
3 years. I was like, hey, girl, can you tell me where I'm walking downtown by the arch? I'm looking for this hotel. And she goes, what did you call me?
Oh.
I said, hey, girl. She goes, I am not a girl. I am a security officer.
Well, we're happy to have you in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then anyway, let's go to the salsa category. And I blew this because I told you Kylitos, but Sweet Baby Ray's is made in Chicago, and Dr. Pepper style, Texas style barbecue is made where?
Well, technically they have a distribution plant, I guess, out of Frisco, but ultimately it's going to be a craft product, so it's not from here.
All right. Now, this is something that I was stunned with disbelief. I was in Louisiana when my son was in college, and we were visiting for like a parents' weekend or something, and they've got this, we're in the hotel eating, and I like hot sauce, so I'm eating this stuff. It says Texas Pete's Hot Sauce. Like, oh, okay, they have Texas Pete's hot sauce in Louisiana. So I pick that up and turn it around. You know where it's made?
Not from Texas.
North Carolina. Yeah. North Carolina. Are you kidding me?
Other people really like to cash in on Texas-labeled items,
well,
I guess.
Well, look at Ford.
Products.
You know, I mean, their trucks are Texas tough. They ain't made in Texas.
Right.
But they're Texas tough.
That has the cachet.
You know, and I get it. But, you know, I'm not saying it's a bad truck. It's the number one truck selling truck in America. But, you know, really? Mm-hmm. It's probably because they put Texas tough on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, United Family Stores, Best of Texas Expo at the Market Streets. When does it start? When does it end?
It's at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. the 12th and 13th. That's this weekend. Again, we are demoing a ton of different food items. So if anything, come and have some food on us. So,
have your snacks.
Yes.
Okay, now here's the deal. There's also something very special happening at 82nd and Frankfurt United this weekend. We're going to talk about that next, and you need to get involved. Right now, 7:43.